Yeah, look, I felt they were favourites for most of their innings, but we stuck in there. Guys came back and bowled incredibly well at the end, and we just managed to take enough, you know, wickets at the right times to kind of keep them in trouble and keep us in the game.
Did you feel you had enough runs on the board? Obviously, great innings from you, that 66. Tom Curran as well, real impetus at the back end of the innings. Did you feel you had enough runs on the board?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think our innings went similarly to theirs to some extent. Obviously, we had a bit of a hit at the end, but we just lost wickets at the wrong time. So we felt pretty, you know, 260 was about par. It was enough runs if we bowled well. It probably wasn't enough runs if they batted well and we didn't bowl so well. So, you know, it comes down to kind of small margins. And we bowled pretty better than they did at death, and that was the difference.
For you personally, was it a case with bat making sure you were there at the end of the innings and seeing what you had on the ball?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a case of trying to actually get the ball off the square for a lot of my innings, because it felt like hard work. But yeah, it was about, you know, in these games, if you can take it deep and you can keep as many wickets in hand as you can, then you give yourself a chance, you know, and we lost wickets at the wrong time, so, you know, consistently. So that meant that I just felt like I needed to be there as long as I could be and give myself the chance to score some runs at the end. Luckily, you know, Tom came in and batted beautifully as well, so that sort of made life easier for me, but that was the kind of hope that I was making.
And defending that total, all the bowlers did their job, and the spinners did their job, you and Gareth, but just a word for Tom Curran and Jade Dernbach right at the back end there. They did a terrific job, didn't they?
They did. They, you know, they just, it was very skillful bowling. They bowled their Yorkers, they bowled their slower balls, and they got them right. Sometimes that won't happen, but I think they should be, you know, really proud of how well they did that under quite a lot of pressure against a good side. And it'll give them and it gives us a lot of confidence going forward.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. I asked you at the start of the interview. To win a tight game like that against a side like Yorkshire and to back up what you did against Northamptonshire here on Monday night, just it puts you in a good position, doesn't it, in this tournament?
Yeah, well, the games come thick and fast in this tournament. So, we're off on sort of thing. So winning games gives you confidence. And, you know, the reason we've won games is because people have put in some good performances across both matches. And so, you know, a lot of players will be going into the game on Friday feeling good. At the same time, you know, things can change. Durham are, you know, a very good side as well. So we just have to go out there and try our best. And if we you know, keep doing that, then I think we've got a lot of good players who can help us go further in this competition.